I'll do it. I got to go. All right. I would be glad to promise you. You want me to? I'm not a singer. Lord bless us all as we go into worship and as we lead your people in this Christmas musical presentation. Be with us throughout this month of Advent and help us celebrate in the most tender way the coming of Jesus at Christmas. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended to heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
That Tommy and Linda Thompson will be lighting our first candle of our traditional Advent wreath. Thank you all both.
Isaiah the prophet cried out to God, "I wish you would open the heavens that separate us and come down, making the mountains quake because you are here. Make your name known to all who are against you. Make the nations tremble because of your presence.
You came before and did awesome deeds that we did not expect. You made our world shake at the sight of you. And all the history of the world, no ears have heard and no eyes have seen any God other than you.
You work for those who wait for you.
We wait in hope as we light this candle.
This is for everyone. All
loving God, come and shine your light in the world.
Thank you so much. I'd like for the boys and girls to come forward. I have something to talk with you about at this time. You got on purple today. Come right on up. You're bringing a teddy bear. What's his name?
Roro.
Roro, that'll work. How are you? We lost one. Today we start a brand new church season. This is the first day, the first Sunday of the church year. Now, January 1st is the first Sunday of the calendar year. But today is the first Sunday of the church year. We've changed colors. See? Purple. You have purple here. They've got purple there. The pulpit and the lectern have purple. The altar has purple. Now, what's purple all about? It's quite a color. Purple is the color of royalty. Kings and queens will have purple. And this is a traditional color. And it's the color to remind us that the King is coming. The King is Jesus. He is coming. And Advent means coming or to come. It comes from the Latin language, Adventus, which means to come, Advent. So, this reminds us of who the King is. This is a royal color. The King is Jesus. But it also reminds us that we are to compare our lives with the King Jesus. And how do we measure up? How do we get ready at Advent, we get ready to celebrate Christmas. Christmas means giving, but also receiving. Now, in our culture, most of the time, we're saying, what are you going to get for Christmas? We've even got a song that talks about he's making a list, he's checking it twice to see who has been naughty or nice. So we think about getting at Christmas, but God thinks about giving. And if we want to think the thoughts of God, we need to think about what we're going to give, because he gave his only begotten son at Christmas. What are you going to give? Not what you're going to get, what you're going to give. What am I going to give? Not what I'm going to get, but what am I going to give? So let's keep this in mind. This is how we compare our lives to the life of Jesus, the King. What will we give at Christmas? Let's have a prayer. Dear God, thank you for today, for the church season known as Advent, for the beautiful color of purple that we use at Advent, thinking in terms of Christ the King. He's coming. Let us prepare our hearts and minds, not just to receive him, but also to give the love of Christ, even as you, O God, gave Christ to us because you love us. Amen. Thank you very much for coming up. We have a number of prayer concerns. You see them listed here in the bulletin. There may be other prayer concerns. If you would, as you write your names on the ritual of attendance pads, if you would simply list the prayer concerns thereon, we'll be sure to add them to this list. It is great to see Martha Yokley back. We are delighted that Steve is doing so well. And we are delighted for your constancy in looking after your son so faithfully. Now let us go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Gracious Lord, the time has come for the coming of Jesus. And we're not ready, even though our consumer culture tells us we're late if we didn't buy on Friday, Black Friday. So with the traditions of consumerism, the church still presents a disciplined approach to the coming of Jesus, to the greatest gift the world has ever seen. So thank you both for consumerism and the excitement that we have in virtually breaking down the doors of the big box stores. But that's not what Christmas is all about. You know that, God. We do too, even though it's part of the culture we live in and part of the culture we love. Make us, as followers of Jesus, mindful that it takes time to get ready. And that's what Advent is all about. We're grateful today for so many reminders of the coming of Jesus, for the beauty of the sanctuary, and all the love and care that's gone into presenting the great symbols of Christmas. We are reminded that many people love this church. Much time has been invested to make it the beautiful place that it is, especially at Christmas. Today, O Lord, we are grateful that our musicians are presenting the musical program, reminding us well in advance of Christmas itself that we have much for which to celebrate. Thank you for their time, and thank you for their talent, and thank you for their willingness to invest it to your glory. And bless all of us who will be listening, as well as the participants. Send forth, O God, your Holy Spirit, that once again this year, Christ may be born anew in our hearts, and in this church, and in this community. Bless us in the midst of the madness of consumerism, that still small voice of Jesus is part of our culture too. Dear Lord, there are many persons who stand in the need of prayer. Indeed, all of us do. We are grateful for your watch care over the sick. We are thankful for your presence with those who are bereaved. We are grateful for the presence of people who love us and who care for us when we are vulnerable and when we simply are not doing well on our own. Thank you for instilling the love of caring with those less fortunate at the moment. Dear God, be with the nations of this world. Indeed, be with our own nation. As the reality of racism comes into focus once again, let us learn to deal with the issue in constructive and loving ways instead of continuing to play like it doesn't exist. You know what is best for all of us. So let us be honest. Even as we look in the mirror every day, let us see beyond the superficial whiskers or hairs that need to be put in shape and sprayed. Let us look underneath that into our souls each time we look into the mirror. And let us ask the question, what do I need to be doing, O God, to prepare for the coming of Jesus this year, this moment, this day? Help us, O Lord, for it is in the name of Jesus, the King, that we pray this prayer, the same Jesus that taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now comes the time in our worship for the giving and receiving of God's tithes and our offerings. Let the ushers come forward. Thank you. accept this money, O God, your tithes and our offerings, to further the work that is yours and that you have called us into doing here at this church, in the community, and throughout the world. And thank you for letting us earn the money to give back to you what is yours. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament scripture reading today, the first Sunday of Advent, is found in the book of the prophet Isaiah, from chapter number 64, beginning with the first verse and then reading through verse number 9. So let us hear the word of the Lord. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. Amen. And here ends this reading from God's word. this holy night, so long ago, a story was written, a song began, a miraculous gift was given, and now silence is simply impossible in the presence of it all. Now our hearts are so overwhelmed by God's love that we want to cry out, to shout, to worship, and adore the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Remarkable, isn't it? God, the creator of the universe, the father of all creation, blessed a common woman with the honor of delivering his son, Jesus. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the one who would die for our sins, born so humbly in a small Judean town on a night so simple and so beautiful. It's the beauty and simplicity of that first Christmas that we celebrate today. We celebrate because the long-awaited one, Jesus the Christ Child, is born. Christ is born. We are here to celebrate the story which began so long ago. It all started long before Bethlehem with God loving us so much that he couldn't rest until he'd made a way to redeem us. So God's only son accepted the mission to come to earth to rescue the people he had created. You see, before the foundation of the earth, the lamb was slain, and the first haunting notes of that melody, his melody, came to life. 2,000 years ago, his song was finally given a voice. And with that first cry from Bethlehem's manger, The singer became the song. Creation's creator became the created one. And today you and I can sing in celebration because of the song he brought on that first midnight clear. Travelers who had filled every available space in the town. As people slept, only Mary and Joseph witnessed the miracle that brought Jesus, the light of the world, to us that night.
Salvation for all of virgin
Yes, he is Emmanuel, God with us. But he didn't come surrounded by pomp and circumstance befitting the King of all the ages. Instead, he came as an innocent baby, wrapped in simplicity, so that all of us, from the youngest to the oldest, could learn to sing his song. To those who wander in an endless night, he brought hope. To those who still walk in darkness, he brought light. To those who need a savior and a friend, he brought a song. And just as he came to us all that Bethlehem night, he still comes to each and every one of us, bringing life and light, hope and help. As angels proclaimed him, shepherds celebrated him, and wise men worshiped him. We too worship by letting his light shine through us, and by proclaiming to the world that he is still the Christ of Christmas. Yes, baby born, lamb slain, soon coming king, that's the good news, that's the gospel. He is our song, our savior, and our light, shining through the darkest night, helping us all to find our way.
Light of the world, shine.
The light shined in the darkness, and it still shines today through you and me. As we live lives of total surrender to the Father's will, our light shines to everyone. Let this night be a reminder that the light of Jesus Christ is a gift to be shown not only at Christmas, but throughout the whole year. Church, you say amen. Clapping is for entertainment. This was an offering of God to worship. So let's say amen.
Amen.
That's pitiful. Think of the work they've been doing. Think of the months they've done to put together this presentation. So once again,
amen.
Thank you, Terry. Choir, musicians, now will you receive the benediction? With thankful hearts, O Lord, we do give you thanks, and we do say amen. Thank you for these musicians, their dedications, all of the time they've spent. The technician who works so carefully with timing, with getting things at the appropriate place when they need to be. Send forth your blessing upon all of us, and let us remember, let there be light and let it shine through us. People of God, go forth. Go forth in peace, in joy. Go forth in thanksgiving because you've been chosen. All of us have been chosen to be the lanterns with God's light therein, to go and to show the path, the way to home, home with God. Home with the presence of Jesus. So go forth and be a shining beacon in a world filled with darkness. Go in peace.
Thank you.